B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
By the way, after Bring the Heat, I got to tell you about this story with Jalen Ramsey. It's classic. You're going to love it.
He's nuts.
He is bananas, but the lengths that he'll go to get inside an opponent's head are incredible. So stay tuned. That's on the way. But it is Bring the Heat, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. Let's see what we got today.
Best football today, baby. Let's go. E-A-E-L-E-S, Eagles. Woo! Let's go.
That's a simple yet effective way to start Bring the Heat.
It is. It's a great way to start it.
Yeah. Can we please, please stop with the analogy that Donovan McNabb never had any receivers? Because Donovan McNabb went to, what, 3-4 championship games in a row. So if he had no receivers, how did he get to the championship game? He didn't have the greatest. Okay, I'll great. And when he did have one of the greatest, he got so jealous that he sent the guy packing. All right, so there's Donovan McNabb summed up in a couple seconds there.
All right. Yeah, I got no interest in discussing him either way. Honestly, I got no interest in discussing. Like literally, that thing should be taken off the board. It became completely meaningless, that whole era, and I loved it. But it really did become, it became meaningless once they won it.
Yeah, once the ball hit the ground.
There needs to be no more. The only soundbite you should play is Nick Foles.
How's everyone doing?
Yeah.
Or Phil.
Let's make some noise, come on.
That's the only relevant quarterback sound.
So we can retire and Bagster, you know.
Number 5, we'll always love you.
Yes.
See you later.
I'm going to Disney World.
Yes.
There you go.
A prediction for the Eagles this year. I see Nelson Aguilar with 9 touchdowns, Alshon Jeffrey with 8 touchdowns, and DeSean Jackson with 5 touchdowns, and Zach Ertz with 11 touchdowns.
Wait, one more time. 11 touchdowns?
He said 9 for Aguilar?
Yeah, 9 for Aguilar, 8 for Jeffrey, 5 for DeSean, and 11 for Ertz.
That's a little...
A little testy.
Industrious.
That's 33 right there. From Carson.
Yeah.
Quick math off the top of my head.
That's too many for Aguilar. It's too many for Hurts.
What about Alshon?
Too many for Alshon. 8's a lot.
I mean, what about Goddard? 4?
Yeah.
You like that number?
I don't like any number because I don't know how they're going to use him. I know they're going to use him more, but I don't know what kind of packages, where he's going to be on the field. It's so hard to handicap where a Dallas Goedert or how many touchdowns, because if you're going to be real about it, and because I'm a loser, I just don't like to throw willy-nilly numbers out.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how they're going to use them. And I don't know what packages and where they're going to use them.
All right, let me just give you this one. We take over-under on this. 37.5 touchdown passes on the season
over.
For Wentz. Over. Andrew, over 37.5?
I'm going to go under.
Wow. All right.
Not by much. Still in the 30s, but I'll go under
33 two years ago in 13 games.
Wow.
You got to consider that.
I'll still go under.
Ye of little faith.
No, not little faith. I think Carson's a fantastic quarterback.
Well, you better throw more than 35 this year to be in that MVP conversation.
Well, you're right.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to the movies tonight at 7 o'clock.
Good for you.
I'm not watching this preseason slop, okay?
What?
Good for you. Don't watch it.
See,
do me a favor. Take the season off, okay, guy?
See, I got to tell you, that's a shame. The idea of the preseason, it's slop and nothing, it doesn't matter, the whole thing. But it's football's back. That's the whole point of it.
I'm using this as an excuse to drink some beers with people tonight.
Excited, yeah.
And congregate.
There's no reason why you can't get excited.
So what do you
for the game?
Yeah, you're going to drink some beers tonight, Andrew, with a bunch of your buddies, and you're going to talk about it because you don't have to. You're not hanging on every play, but you're going to talk about the team in the big picture this season.
Yeah, and you know what? Come fourth quarter, when some random guy who's not going to make the team scores a touchdown, I'll probably be drunk by then. And I'll celebrate like they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah. Well, the OK guy, I tell you, I didn't think an OK guy and that OK guy's stock could fall. But his continues to fall with each call that he makes because he's such an idiot. I mean, he is, did we find out if this knucklehead's coming to FanFest or not? Or does he get too scared to call?
He hasn't called regarding.
Come on, okay, guy. I know you listen to your calls on here. Next.
Order in the court. Order in the court. Will the three defendants please rise? The jury has found you guilty of total, absolute, fraudulent activity. How do you plead? Mr. Gabalicious?
Oh, my.
Okay, Mr. Klintak.
Well, Your Honor, I'm guilty. It's on the players, you know? Not the free and the free agents I brought in. I mean, what do you... That's enough! Okay, Mr. McFly. McPhail, sir. Okay, if I'm guilty, I'm guilty. If I'm not, then I'm not. What do you want from me? Enough!
Off with their
heads now!
The triad.
I like the trial of the triad.
The quote in Bob Nightingale's story. The Phillies, they remain beloved by the front office. Gabe remains beloved by this front office. They love his passion and sincerity. They love his willingness to be fully indoctrinated into the organization, Anthony. He goes on to say, whether it's telephoning and welcoming new employees, making ticket sales calls, or volunteering research projects, they love his conviction and beliefs. This is like a freaking press release.
Listen to this. Listen to his sincerity. Does this sound like sincerity to you? Every team in our division, sans the Braves, have gone through times when not clicking on all cylinders. When our club plays our best baseball, we're going to be unbeatable. That sound like a sincere statement?
No, that sounds like...
Or does that sound
like you're an idiot?
A guy desperately trying to drum up some sort of confidence amongst his team. So they're going to be unbeatable with Smiley and Vargas and a half-arm Arrieta and Velasquez and a pig pen and a team that doesn't hit in the clutch, they're going to be unbeatable? Really? See, I'm harsh now and I'm filled with hate. There's a reason why. Because I think this thing is a fraud that's perpetrated on the Phillies, on the fan base, by this front office, on this fan base. That fan base gets shown no respect. Didn't get any respect from McPhail. This Kapler with his nonsense. And I don't judge it by a phony wild card. A phony second wild card that was only reason why it was input was to keep everybody in the race. Everybody except the dreadful teams in the race. Mm-hmm. That does something for you? Nonsense.
Well, but he FaceTimed Gene Segura to tell him that he was batting fifth the evening before. He had to FaceTime him. Couldn't just text him. He had to FaceTime him. Oh, hi, Gene. Can you see me okay? Is the lighting okay, my FaceTime? Kidding me? FaceTime? No, we're citing FaceTime as an asset? Gotta be kidding me. Oh, man.
It's just ridiculous. How many times he uttered, the Pavetta was dominant. Yeah, because he came in pitch warning against the Tigers. I mean, what? That's sincere? That's sincere? I'm sorry. It's delusional. But I don't think it's delusional because I think he knows what the deal is. He knows what time it is. So hence, it's a fraud that's perpetrated on the fan base.
All right, that was Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.